Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can always go to SEOQueen.com and check out the free video case study about how to get your website some sexy engine optimization. So today we are getting all up in the bag. We are talking about Wall Street day trading and how to make your money work for you with the co-founders of the Profit Room. Before we got on this call, I just saw one of the students in their course bag in a day over $2,200 in one trade. So I want to present to some and introduce to others none other than Ernest Curry and Latoya Smith. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, how's it going? All is well?
Doing great. Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on here. Thank you so much. So I think what you guys are doing is great. I mean, how I want to know, like, I'm looking at your bios and I see, Ernest, that you started out as skilled labor, and then you found around 2008, you found some classes and you sought out mentorship from a hedge funder. But I really want to know, how did you link up with the investment banker, Latoya Smith? How did that connection occur?
Oh, okay. So what happened, one of the main things that I did was, like I said, I'm skilled labor and I'm old school guy, not a tech person. And I think I was the last person to have like a BlackBerry. And I love BlackBerry Messenger. I was like old school, but a young man. So it was time to get the applesauce, right? So I ended up getting an Apple iPhone. Dude at the store was like, hey, I'm gonna just download this app on your phone. It was called Instagram. So I said, okay, because I didn't have no apps. I was old school, didn't know too much about that stuff. So once I got on Instagram, I started focusing more on, hey, let me just put stuff in there about trading. So I noticed a lot of people trading the stock market, and it was like so corny, like so fake, right? Because I wasn't exposed to social media and the smoke and mirrors and things of that nature. So I started just posting live trades online, like little 15 second clips of me going in and out of trades, right? So it wasn't named that back then. Then one day, like Latoya, she slid in my DMs, right? She said, hey, you trade like me. And I said, do I? And like that, we just end up linking up, started talking a little bit over Skype. Then we just started trading together. And that's it. People started recognizing us because we would tag each other in trades that we've done. And since then, it just grew into a business like this.
Oh, wow. So you went on social media and you started posting video clips of you doing swing trades and
day trades. Yeah. So I would like get in a stock, right? Like say I got in a stock and maybe it was like, say the stock was like $20. Say I bought 1,000 shares.
Okay. Right?
So as I'm videoing it in 15 seconds, say it went to $21, I would sell it. Boom. So I made $1,000 within that time.
Right.
Live. right? So,
Oh.
because I'm recording it, whereas
Oh,
some
wow.
people will post profits, right? But you don't know when and how they got in the trade. You don't know
Right.
if the trade went against them like $1,000, then came back up. So I would be talking mad smack like before the trade, like, okay, boom, I would click, boom, and get out. So people saw that the style that I was doing, it was similar to what Latoya was doing already, right? So we just linked up like that because we had a similar style of trading.
Oh, okay. That's great. That's great. So tell me about this point in your life. So you just got onto the iPhone, you just got the Instagram, you start posting videos of you actively trading. Like, what was that experience like as an entrepreneur? I mean, did you intentionally set out to start the profit room from there, or you just it became a revelation as you were getting feedback from people?
You want me to answer or that's what?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Okay, yeah. So no, it wasn't anything about teaching. It was more about like at that time I was trying to brag a lot because I saw a lot of fakeness. It was new to me where I'm like, you guys are believing this stuff that you see? Like what people would say, hey, I did this today, I would do that. And I used to just say, listen, less talking, more trading, right? It would be like the preaching side. Like people would just explain so much about the process, but never show that they actually can do it. And I just couldn't believe the amount of following and amount of like, wow, oh, great, thanks for the information. And I'm like, I'm sitting back, like, I can't believe this. Like, is this real? And so what happens? When me and Latoya were talking, we just said, hey, let's start teaching or something. Like she had her own thing going on. Of course, they liked her more than me. And I had my like aggressive thing going on. Like I had a company
Wait,
with
wait, wait. They liked you, like Latoya, more than you.
yeah, because she was with like her name was Subtle, like Trades and Tights. And she'll tell you about that because she had her daughters and things like that. My company was Sucker Free Trading, right? It was just hardcore, like. That was it, sucker free trading. Yeah, you don't want to be no sucker listening to anybody. You come to me, you're going to get the real deal. It was sucker free trading. I kid you not. I said, stop being suckered by these people online. It was just like that, hardcore. And, people were like, oh, I don't know if I should trade with Latoya or go to you because we would tag each other. But everybody mostly went to Latoya, right? Because I know. My aggression was there and things like that. And plus, to this day, they still like Latoya more anyway. So what happens was, we came up with a revelation about like, hey, let's just work together, right? Let's try to work together. Let's see what we can do in order to create a course, a product that's going to be able to bring in solid traders, right? We figured we work better together like that. So started brainstorming and say, if we're going to teach people a certain way, we want it very detailed, very instruction based. So that's how the name The Profit Room came in because we didn't want it strictly trading at the time. But it's imagine you like walking into like a hotel conference center and you just open the doors. It's like welcome to the profit room. So when you walk into the room, there's different aspects of either trading or investing like that. So
So, Latoya, I have a question for you. So, you seeing this guy flexing and bragging on Instagram, what was your reaction?
It was just more like who is this guy right here? Like, and at that time, what intrigued me was because of who. The traders I already knew, the people I was already associated with, they were not necessarily like that, number one. And number two, during this time, there weren't anyone of color on Instagram posting about trading, day trading in particular. So when I got hit with his Instagram feed, and I'm like, oh, who is this guy? Like, it just naturally intrigued me because I can see the legitimacy in his trading
versus
what other people were doing, saying what they were doing. They were full of it. I can see the legitimacy. So I just naturally, I did message him just to find out more, like, you know, inquiring minds, because it was something that I haven't seen being on Instagram.
Okay. So my next question to you guys, this is for both of you guys. What has been the biggest single day trade that you guys have done?
In which market? But just in general, I know you mean in general.
I'm going to stick to the stock market for right now, because everybody knows about the stock market.
I know there's one of the Tesla trades was like 100 grand or more with that. Mm-hmm. Nice swing trades like that. Listen, I'm a baby trader compared to LaToya. It's not as consistent like that, but that's a huge trade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you LCID is one. Tesla, definitely. When Tesla was running like crazy, you get up to 100,000 in a day. You can even do more. So, and that's even before 4 p.m. So it's not necessarily.
Hold on.
You're not sitting there
only made to trade 100,000.
All day. You know, you're sitting there maybe, you know, an hour, you know, that trade just running, and you just watch the P&L run up with it. So trading is definitely beneficial when you know what you're doing.
We just had a student 2 weeks ago made 166,000 in one day.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hold up. Okay. So y'all had six figure days.
How about this? Our students are having six-figure days as well. So that's what we really like to highlight. It's not necessarily, we know what we're capable of doing, mm-hmm. but it feels even better when you know that you can teach new beginners and they're able to replicate the same process. That gives us more like joy than anything.
Okay, so my next question, okay, go ahead, Ernest. You were going to say?
Because we're at this point, right? That's how, as we're growing mm-hmm. and doing private mentorship, we are spending so much time with the coaching, we can't take advantages as much. So that's why we're going to be doing a lot of changes as well, because now we enjoy coaching and teaching, right?
Right.
But the trading is really the bread and butter behind everything. Once you get all of that perspective. That's why, like, people don't realize in this business, in order for you to trade and make profits the way you see our students doing, it's all about confidence, right? It's all about confidence. That's like me putting you're driving a regular car, but now I put you like in a Porsche 911 where you can go 170 miles an hour. You need to control that vehicle. You need to be able to do it. But we all have a driver's license, but we all can't go 170 miles an hour without feeling comfortable. So that's the importance behind it. So that's what a level of confidence that we try to build our students up to in order to increase their capital, in order to see big returns.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm still stuck on this six-figure day. So my question to you guys, okay, so I know you guys teach people how to do day trading in the stock market. Now, explain to the listeners what are futures and commodities, and I also want to know what's the biggest trade you guys have done and how your students have done in the futures and commodities markets.
So the futures market is a global market where it has a lot of stuff to do with the economy. So besides like a Forex market, which is foreign exchange and currencies of every country, futures market is very important because that's how we live our livelihood. So in the futures market, you got commodities such as oil, gas, corn, wheat, soybean. right? These are products and services that's used globally, no matter what country you're in, right? No matter what socioeconomic climate, right? When you're buying Pampers, you need some form of cotton, right? When you're buying cereal, it's some form of wheat or corn, right? That's a market that's traded almost 23 hours, 6 days a week, right? Very, very important market. And in that market, you can really scale behind how the actual economy is doing. So like currently right now, cotton is up like 300% from last year, right? It was $72 a pound last year around this time. Now it's like $123 a pound. So now when you go to the stores, you wonder why jeans are more expensive, why clothes are more expensive. Boom. Because you can see it in the commodities market. The same thing with oil and natural gas, right? So oil is expensive now, right? The reason why oil is expensive, because there's an organization, a petroleum organization called OPEC. Now, during the pandemic, now OPEC is a group of countries that regulate the oil prices. They slowed down the production of oil, right, because of COVID. Now, the world is opening back up faster than they thought about or foresee. So the demand of oil is coming up higher, right? So now the gas price is going up higher. Now they're trying to boost production to keep up with the demand of the world opening back up, right? So when you trade futures, you have a better insight on what's going on in the commodities market, right? So when you see stuff expensive, like during the tariffs, Sai, I know I'm geeking out a little bit.
No, I'm enjoying this. Keep, continue.
When President Trump was doing the tariffs with China, with Asia, right?
Right,
He was paying them farmers subsidies in the South because China imports 60% of our soybean, right? And that's what the farmers rely on. Why do they take 60%? Because China is the world's largest market that produces pigs and hogs, right? And they feed the pigs the soybean, right? So we import, even though we got a lot of pigs here, we import a lot of pork from China. So if they weren't going to get the soybean from the United States, China was going to go to Brazil, right? And that was going to hurt the US farmers. But you can see all of that in the charts, right? Because this is all commodities that we need. So the futures market is a very advanced market. So you can see how inflation is actually happening. You wonder why things cost so much.
Right.
You can see the chart of cattle and beef, why turkeys are more expensive, right? Or pork belly, things like that. When you see that stuff, it allows you to even hedge what you see actually happening in the stock market, right? So that market is very advanced, because it's more dealing with us as individuals living in the world versus, okay, I love Apple, I love Tesla, I love this and that. Okay, that's a great company. But what's the stuff we actually need in life?
Right,
The stuff we use on a regular basis. But to answer that question, is a very volatile market. One of our students, Tuesday, he made over $20,000 trading futures market because it's very, very liquid. So you can make 20, 30, 40,000 if you wanted to. Like when we showed you today, one of our students' biggest days was 2,000 a day. So it's all about the confidence, right? So you can stay in a trade for a small amount, which we recommend, and just keep repeating the process. Or you may have the confidence to sit in the trade a little bit longer, right? For the long haul. And that's it. It's a very liquid market, and there's no pattern day trading law. So there's no requirement in order to buy and sell. Like in the stock market, you need at least 25,000 of capital in order to day trade. That means to get in and out of trades. The United States has that law.
Oh, right? Wow.
You need at least 25,000 of capital. That's to keep savvy investors in the market and not people without capital. They came up with that number. United States is the only one that has that. So people won't hurt themselves financially.
Oh, wow.
In order to to buy and sell consecutively every single day, you need to maintain a $25,000 capital amount. Some people don't like that, but it is a protection to keep people out of day trading.
Right. Because so people like, would do all kinds of crazy things in the market.
Correct. But now you got the other markets like futures. It's not a regulated market like that. So you could pop in and out, in and out, in and out, whenever you want.
So which market is your favorite market to trade in?
Currently, right now, I like the futures market because I've been more controlling that side of the business with the room. I love stocks, period. Day trading stocks. But currently, right now, I like the futures market because I can nerd out a little bit, like what I'm doing right now, being right up to date what's going on in the world and things like that.
Okay. So, LaToya, what's your favorite market to trade in?
I like day trading the stocks. Stocks and options, day trading that. That's my favorite markets to trade. I just like knowing that there are so many different companies. Mm-hmm. Like the Target, the Walmart, you have this sense of, I don't want to call it like attachment, but awareness, because you shopped there before, and just having that advantage and opportunity, knowing that, yeah, I spend my money in these stores, but at the same time, I know how to get my money back on a day-to-day basis without them even paying me, you know? That's kind of the mentality I have when I day trade stocks. Is like, this company's going to pay me today. I like that.
So let's unpack that a little bit. So you get in your car, you go to Target, you say you're just going to pick up one thing. You get to Target, you leave.
One thing, pick up many things.
I was just about to say, you don't can't even walk out the store with the one thing. You end up getting 10 or 20 things. So after your ill-fated Target trip, you get on your computer and you start day trading.
Mm-hmm.
And make your money back.
Yep, if Target's the stock for the day, that's exactly the mentality I will have.
Okay, so my next question to you, LaToya, is do you literally just like pick companies by, you know, where you want your money to come from?
No, not necessarily. So with day trading, there is a process. There's always a process. So it's not like we do things without process. There's always a just cause. So with this process, every day there are stocks that are, we call them, they're in play because they're moving because of some sort of catalyst, right? Okay. Some sort of news. There is always a news-driven factor. So those are the stocks or companies that I'll be focused on for that particular day.
Okay. So how do you know when a company is in play?
And that's a great question. In the morning, or even before the morning, there's this nice website for all your listeners. It's called Earnings Whisperer. Earnings Whisperer has a calendar where they release during the weekend. So every week we have this calendar of companies that will report earnings. Every company that is publicly listed on the stock market must report earnings, right? They have to keep their investors in the know of what's going on with their industry or with their company, right? Because investors, we're investing, especially if you're holding long-term, we're investing in the company based off of the research that we do. This company has an edge in their industry. They make good revenue. They have great sales. This person's their competitor, but they outbeat their competitor. So in order for us to get that information, the company must disclose their financials to us. So they report every quarter. So there's four times a year that company is going to report. So just think about the thousands of companies that are listed on the U.S. stock market. So there's always something to trade every single day because there's some company that is going to report their earnings.
Wow. You know, I think this is so cool because, you know, when I think of the stock market, I think of, the Bernie Madoffs of the world. And, I'm a little intimidated, a little scared to put my money in the stock market, but I've, bit the bullet. But day trading, that's something that is absolutely fascinating. But what advice would you have to those scared investors like me who
All
know that
right.
it's a good thing to learn how to day trade, but kind of.
I would say start off small. Day trading is not necessarily something I won't say we heavily promote that. Yes, that's what we do by profession, but we always promote the educational component because with the market, there are so many different styles of trading. You don't have to be a day trader. A lot of people do not have that time to even do that, right? There's something we call swing trading where you can enter on a Monday and probably sell the stock next week, right? Or investing, right? We highly encourage, especially beginners, if you have no clue, start learning how to invest first, right? Because investing is really for the long term. You got to start somewhere. And the best way to look at investing is that whatever you do today, tomorrow, with your money in the markets, your money is working for you over time. And there's no better way to build wealth besides, putting your money in things that appreciate. And what we know that appreciate over time, just based off of history, we know the stock market is one, and real estate is another one that I can think of, right? So let's look out 10 to 15, 20 years from now. Your dollar today could be several hundred thousand dollars 10 to 15 years because of that market appreciation. That's why we always say start with investing now, because it's an easier thought process to buy and hold for the future in great companies that have a history of being around for decades, such as AT&T, for example. They've been around for decades, right? What else can I think of? ExxonMobil. I'm just naming a few. We got the Microsofts. You have to think about the biotech companies with these vaccines, right? The Pfizers. There's so
Toys
many
R Us,
different
Blockbuster.
stocks. Yeah. You said blockbusters? No.
Toys R Us.
No, you can't use them as an example because over time, that's what makes sense as well. We have to keep up with technology. Technology changes things. Technology put co other companies out of business, right? And new ones appear. Uber and Lyft. They were non-existent, right? What happened to those poor taxi men? They don't have a job no more. Now they work for Uber and Lyft. So we have to keep up with what's changing over time and buckle up for the future. That's why I don't want to dive into cryptocurrency, but that's why the crypto market is so appealing today.
It's definitely a new wave. So I have a question. There's a company, I think it's called ARK Investments. Have you guys heard of them?
Yeah, they are a
Happy
this
Woods.
is yeah, there's like a hedge fund, right? Or a fund. She
Yeah,
created
they're
basically a
fun.
publicly traded fund, and her fund mirrors, I would say, high beta companies. So it's basically is like she's like a portfolio manager picking stocks in her actual fund. So you can invest in that company because that company is going to basically move based off of how those stocks within her portfolio move over time. That's really the best way I could put it. It's very similar to a mutual fund.
Gotcha. So my question, the reason why I brought that up is because one of the things that she said is that we're in a time where there's a lot of technologies that are disrupting industries, from artificial intelligence to cloud-based computing, cryptocurrency, and the energy sector as well. And so I was just curious to see what you guys thought about just the change in the economy and what things you're seeing happen in the market that's worthy of note.
I definitely seen a change when it comes to investing in the cryptocurrency space. Probably a good 5, 6, 7 years ago, even more, a lot of well-known investors, high profile investors, didn't think cryptocurrency was going to be around this long. So to see where is at now, it proves them wrong. So that is a change in impact as well for the overall financial markets. That's one thing I've seen. Ernest, you seen anything else besides the cryptos?
Repeat the question so I can make sure I clearly understand what you were just saying.
Yeah, so I think her name is Kathy from ARK Investments.
Yeah.
She basically said that there's like five areas where there's a huge technology shift. She likened it to, the Industrial Revolution, and she identified artificial intelligence, the blockchain or, cryptocurrency, and some other sectors as being really, I think genetics. Let me see if I can look this up real quick. I can give you the five
So
real quick,
yeah.
but I wanted
Yeah,
to know,
so
like, what are you guys, what do you see is like a notable shift in the market, and what would you encourage other investors to kind of, keep their eyes open on?
technology is one. The huge thing now is the EV market, everything with like electric vehicles, things of that nature, anything revolving cybersecurity, stuff like that. Like when you look at things like Zoom, DocuSign, but then you also have the core things like, Disney, Apple. But she's absolutely right. But the scary part is that everything is so inflated now. Like you have this company called Rivian that just came out. It's the third largest car company in the world now. And they have no vehicle and they have no revenue. Period. It has a bigger market capitalization than Ford. And it just IPO'd this week.
So they
Just
have
this
no
week.
product.
They have no product and no revenue. But the market cap is like 350 billion.
Do they have intellectual property?
They don't have a car out. But what I'm just saying is this is
Oh,
the time
wow.
that we're living in, because now I believe in that, right? But it's so inflated right now, it's
Right.
hard to tell, right? It's hard to tell what's actually happening. But this has
Wow.
a lot to do with the Fed anyway, and that's a whole nother conversation why the market's pushing the way it is, because there's so much money out here
Yeah,
and
the
it's hidden.
quantitative easing. Yeah.
Correct. So now, for those listening, it's like the Fed never done this before. So it's like, why can't we're on welfare, right? So when 2008 happened, right, then they eventually bailed out the banks. Just like now during COVID, they bailed out the airlines, right?
Right.
So now a bond works where you have corporate debt, you sell it to a bond, right? Institutional investors buy that bond, right, and paying back that debt based upon the valuation of the company. So you got AAA rated bonds and things of that nature.
Right.
But the Fed is buying those bonds, right, of these companies' debt that have no evaluation. They have no evaluation. The companies weren't bringing in business. Like all these companies during COVID, these big, they weren't bringing in income, but the federal government was buying their bonds. So now the people who used to buy the bonds, what are they doing now, Zia? They buying the Reddit stocks. They're buying the hype stocks, right? They're taking their billions of dollars and now they can invest in the stock market. So now you got fluctuation of all this money in the market because Big Daddy is buying the bonds. So when the quantitative easing is tapering and Big Daddy gets out of the way, who's supposed to step back in? The regular ecosystem is supposed to take on his own. But once they get out of the market, you already taught the big ballers, that you were taking care of the bonds. They making these fast returns now because nobody is used to 5% no more. 7% is corny. I need to make 100, 200%. Now you want them to go back to bonds, making 7, 8% a year when they're making 50, 60 trading stocks now?
So that's like, why the stock market is so hot?
Yeah. It's just so like, why are people not working? Why should I go to work if I'm getting paid from unemployment and extra money now? Because you're so used to somebody giving you money. It's like the same thing. There's no balance anymore.
Right.
Right. There's no equal and out. There's no luck. But and that's where the danger side is. And at this point, like LaToya was mentioning before, or even like the young lady said, there is a transition, but you still got some of these core companies like Ford, over 100 years old, got vehicles on the road. How in 1 week a company has a bigger market cap for it with no car and no revenue?
Right. That doesn't make any sense at all.
It doesn't make any sense. But people are putting their money in there, right? Because they can't afford to do it. You got all of these millionaires and billionaires out there because the government is funding the bond market. Trash companies that's not making any inventory or any income. So now, but it's like, it could be political, whatever. So that's where it's like, it kind of sucks. Like we're saying, coming back to being a day trader, is like, we're looking for the fast moves.
Right. Right.
And we've been looking for a correction for a long time for the market to drop. But it hasn't dropped.
Right.
It's like today we made another all-time high. And I'm always in the chat room with our students, like, where's this money coming from? Like, where is this money coming from? And that's where the inflation goes, because now you're sitting back and you see the price of products and goods are going up even higher and higher because there's no labor force, right? Because people need to get paid more. Like McDonald's and Burger King and all of them, they could have been years ago afforded to pay people $20, $30 an hour because their margins are huge. But not the small pizzeria guy, not the coffee shop person.
Right.
Now you can't even get a farmer to go, you know, pick watermelons and onions and all that other stuff because they get more unemployment.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
So like the original question, I believe in the future of anything, electric vehicles, things of that nature. But when stuff moves so fast, that's the scary part.
Right. So I found my notes in the areas were blockchain, DNA sequencing, artificial intelligence, and energy storage. Those were the four sectors. So my next question to you guys is, how can people connect with you guys online? How can they get into the profit room so they can start, you know, making more money and more profit?
Well, you can follow all of our social media platforms. We're on everything you can think of. LinkedIn, we are on Facebook. We have the Profit Room's Facebook page, Instagram as well, and our YouTube channel. We give great, awesome content, and you can pick up a lot of gems there. Ernest, where else can they get access to us?
Every social media product that LaToya mentioned. But the best thing to do is go to theprofitroom.com and hit that subscribe button. That's the best thing you could do is subscribe. Because even though we are very conscious of social media, we do a lot of more intimate things with people that subscribe to our newsletters and our emails. You get a lot of gems out of there. And one of the best things to do is also go to our YouTube channel and go click on our student success stories. That's one thing that LaToya and I like to do, is so you can see the very diverse group of people that we actually teach. And usually you'll find yourself in one of these persons. We have students like that are 25 years old to students that are 72 years old. of all different aspects and socioeconomics of life that have learned how to trade and invest and be very, very profitable.
We can even start younger, Ernest. We had someone that was very young as well. Mm-hmm. 18, as long as they got parents' permission, they're good to go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So I really want to thank you guys for coming on to the show. And I have to say, when I looked at your Instagram video on the Profit Room and your YouTube video where you had the stuffed animals, I thought that was so cute with the bull and the bear markets.
Yeah.
So you guys are making it fun too while people are making their money. So thank you so much. You guys have a final thought you want to leave with the audience?
Yeah, I will say invest always, right? Invest always is very important. Let that money grow, because that 3% annually that jobs usually provide, it can't even keep up with the cost of living, aka inflation, that we've been experiencing as long as I know, you know. So I just want to give that little encouragement, a little, you know, hint. Just even if you don't know where to start, just start looking for information so you can start applying. That's very important. And thanks for definitely having us as well.
Oh, and I would say something similar, just like Latoya. Start somewhere. It's not rocket science. You just need understanding. One of the best things that we do is simplify it. Like I said, we have people from all socioeconomic backgrounds, right? So I'll just give you a primary thought process. When you open up a brokerage account, no matter where you go, Robinhood, TD Ameritrade, they don't Google where you're from. Like, they don't know if you in the hood or if you in the rich area. They don't care where you went to school. They don't care if you're a single parent, if you grew up with two parents or one. They just want your money, right? So that's the fair advantage that you can have, right? So once you get involved, and you get the education, it can be, you could change your family's life, you could change a generational life, and you don't need a lot of money, right? Just start. Don't rush it. Stock market's been here over 200 years, and it's not going anywhere, right? So just get started, and make sure you come to theprofitroom.com and subscribe to our email list.
Well, thank you so much, Ernest and Latoya. It has been my pleasure having you guys on the show. You guys definitely have so much knowledge and wisdom about the financial markets. I know we could definitely talk longer about commodities trading, futures trading, Forex, cryptocurrency, and the stock market. But we have to go, and that has been our time. And thank you for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show. We are broadcast all over the world on the Bashani Network, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen, make sure you go to SEOQueen.com and download and watch your free sexy engine optimization case study. So without further ado, I want to say thank you again, Latoya and Ernest, and you guys have a great day.
You too.
You too.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.